弟兄姐妹晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
您看到我背后这个十字架吗？
Did you see the cross behind me?
近一点。
Can you fix your eyes on the cross behind me?
或者你可以拿手摸着您身上戴的那个十字架。
Or you can put the hands on the cross you're wearing tonight.
十字架的意义是什么呢？
Really, what's the meaning of the cross?
Oh, sorry. What is the meaning of the cross?
十字架的意义究竟是什么？
Is it a shame or glory?
十字架究竟是羞辱还是荣耀？
2,000 years ago,
2,000 多年前,
this is the most painful and most shameful punishment.
钉十架是最为痛苦也最为羞辱的一种死刑的方式。
Jesus was led to the cross.
耶稣被钉在十字架上。
He was inflicted with laughter.
他被众人嘲笑受苦。
He was whipped.
他被受了鞭伤。
There was a crown of thorn on his head.
有一个荆棘的冠冕戴在了他的头上。
And he was forced to carry his own cross to Calvary.
他甚至被迫扛着那要钉在他自己身上的十字架走向哥哥他山。
Is this shame or glory?
那这究竟是羞辱还是荣耀？
Medically speaking, the cross, crucifixion, is the most painful punishment.
从医学角度上来讲，钉十架其实是最痛苦的一种死法和刑罚。
The weight of the body was hung on the nails of the hand and the feet.
像你整个身体的重量都在十字架的钉子上，它穿过你的双手和脚。
Any slight movement.Would inflict great pain.
稍微动一下就会痛苦不堪。
And the hanging position does not allow the person to breathe or circulation will stop.
想象你钉在十字架上，你都难于呼吸，而且你的血液循环也都会受到阻止。
The wounds, the tendons, the blood vessels, the muscles begin to gangrene.
想象那所有受到刑罚的那些筋腱、血管，他们都开始溃烂。
It inflicts throbbing pain like fire burning.
就好像火烧一般的痛苦不堪。
The arteries of the body.
整个身体的动脉。
Especially of the head and the stomach.
尤其是在脑部和胃部。
They begin to swell and exert pressure on the head.And the stomach.
然后他们就开始肿胀，给脑部和胃部带来无限的压力。
There's throbbing pain, headache, and stomach ache.
就好像无限的头痛和胃痛。
On top of all this,
不止这些。
There is a dehydration of the body.
身体还会脱水。
There's a severe thirst of the body.
你身体会特别的干渴。
It is hung on the cross, hour after hour, day after day.
想象你钉在十字架上，一小一小时的过去，一天一天的过去。
In fact, it is a cruel mercy.
其实可以说，不失为一种残酷的怜悯。
When people break the legs of the person,
当人们在这个囚犯上把腿骨打断
，so that the hanging will be only on the hands.
所以这锁定的只是那两个手。
And the person will die sooner.
那个人可能会死得更快一些。
This kind of punishment is only given to this severest, the most evil person.
这种刑罚应该是针对那些恶贯满盈的囚犯的。
The murderers, the robbers, and those who objected to the Roman Empire.
谋杀犯、抢劫犯和那些所有想推翻罗马帝国政府的那些人。
Jesus had no sin.
耶稣是无罪的。
But he bore this cross.
他担上了这个十字架。
Now is this cross shameful?
那究竟这十字架是羞辱吗
？Or glorious?
还是荣耀
？Let us look at a passage of scripture.
让我们看一段经文。
Let's read together this verse.
请我们一起朗读。
First English and then Chinese.
先用英文诵读，再用中文诵读。
For by him all things were created, through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
因为万有都是借着他造的，一切都是借着他造的，也是为他而造的。他在万有之先，万有也借着他而存在。
And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He is everything, might be preeminent. In him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
他是身体的头，就是教会的头。他是原始，是从死人中首先复活的，为要使他能在万有中居首位。因为父乐意使一切的丰盛完美都住在他里面。
This is a beautiful passage describing the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这段经文非常之美，它就描述了我们主耶稣他的特性和属性。
Paul was trying to describe Jesus as the preeminent one.
保罗想告诉我们，耶稣基督是居首位的。
Because when he had plans for this whole world, he is the one to carry it out.
因为当他定下这救世的计划的时候，他也是那个将要实行这个计划的。
Paul summarized this in four different aspects of him.
保罗就通过以下的四点来总结为什么基督是居首位的。
He is the fullness of God.
他是神的一切的丰盛完美。
He is the creator of all the universe.
他是宇宙万有的创造者。
He is the sustainer of the universe.
他托住了宇宙万有。
And he will move the universe to its final destination.
他也会把宇宙万有推向他最终的结局。
Out of these concepts about Jesus Christ.
你有没有思想过这样关于耶稣基督的这个概念？
Paul gave us three reasons that the cross is not shameful.
保罗告诉我们有三个重要的理由，告诉我们十字架绝不是羞辱。
On the other hand, it is glorious.
相反的，它是荣耀。
There are three aspects of as follows.
我们有以下三个重要的理由。
One, two, and three.
一、二、三点。
First point, the perfect plan to redeem mankind.
第一点，那是完美的计划来救赎人类。
This is God's perfect plan to redeem mankind.
那是神完美的计划来救赎人类。
His perfect plan was formed before time.
在万古之先，他就定下了这完美的计划。
By his own great mercy, he conceived this plan.
正是因为他极大的怜悯，他构想了这个计划。
By his love,He foreknew that we will be in a dilemma.
因着他的爱，他预知了我们会陷入这样的困境。
And he made a plan to save us from our sins.
他定下这个计划，解救我们的罪。
And he entrusted this plan to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他又把这个计划交托给我主耶稣基督。
The preeminent one.
那居首位的。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ,
借着耶稣基督的宝血
He will bring salvation to mankind.
他会为世人带来救恩
There is no other name given in under heaven whereby we must be saved.
在天下人间再没有赐下别的名能够解救我们
No one is qualified to save us.
没有人有资格来解救我们
Jesus, He's the planner.And he's also part of the plan.
耶稣基督是那规划者，但他也成为了这计划的一部分。
What is this plan like?
那这计划究竟是什么呢？
Point number two.
第二点。
His perfect sacrifice.
他是完美的祭物献祭。
The Lamb of God.
神的羔羊。
Let's turn to the next slide.
我们看下一章。
This verse tells us that he is the perfect execution of the plan.
这段经文告诉我们，耶稣基督他是最完美的实行。
What did he do?
他怎么做到的呢？
He did by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This is set aside, nailing it to the cross.
抹去了在敌对我们的那些规条中反对我们的债务记录，并且把它从中除掉，钉在十字架上。
We are aware of the events 2,000 years ago.
你我可能都会想起2000年前所发生的一系列的事。
His passion and his crucifixion.
他受难，他钉十字架。
This is a shameful event.
看似非常羞辱的事。
But because of the sinners, we are sold to sin.
因为你我都是罪人，我们都是罪的奴仆。
We owe a great debt.
我们欠很大的一笔债。
Satan wants our soul as a payment for the debt.
撒旦要用我们的灵魂去付这个债。
We have no power to save ourselves.Except to give away our soul.
我们没有能力解救自己，只有交出我们的灵魂。
But Jesus paid it all.
但是耶稣把一切都付清了。
By his blood.
借着他的宝血。
It is a substitution for your sin and my sin.
为了你我的罪，他代我们受过。
He was on the cross and shed the blood.
他在十字架上流出他的宝血。
If there's no shedding of blood,
如果没有宝血流出，
there's no remission of sin.
我们的罪就不能得赦免。
If there's no remission of sin,
如果罪不得赦免，
our debt cannot be canceled.
我们的债就不得勾销。
If our debts are not canceled,
如果我们的债没有得偿清，
we will not become the children of God.
我们不能成为神的儿女。
Don't you think that this cross is so glorious?
你不觉得这个十字架是多么的荣耀吗？
But that's not the end of it.
但这不止这些。
There's another point.
还有另外一点。
That point is the next slide.
我们再看下一章。
Jesus shed his blood as a sacrificial lamb.
耶稣就是那代罪的羔羊，流出
他的宝血。That
paid
our debt.
来偿清我们的债。
Beyond that.
除此以外。
He made peace with us.
他跟我们立下那和平的
约。He signed a peace treaty.
就好像他签立了那和平的条约。
There's no more war.
再没有征战。
We have no enmity with him.
我们跟神之间再没有任何敌意。
We are friendly at peace with him.
我们是神的友人。
We are accepted by him.
我们因为受了他的献祭。
So, by shedding the blood, his blood, he.Forgive us of our debts.
神借着耶稣基督流的宝血，
And he made peace with us.
和我们和好。
Isn't this great and glorious?
这不伟大，这不荣耀吗？
But then there's a third point.
还有第三点。
The third point, go to the next slide. Next slide. Sometimes we're very short-sighted.
有时候我们挺短视的。
Only think of today.
只想到今天今朝。
Think of this place here.
就是在这个地方。
We do not have eternity in mind.
我们脑中想不到什么是永恒。
But our Lord Jesus Christ has eternity in mind.
但我主耶稣却顾念永恒。
He think of us in terms of eternity.
他为了我们想到的是永恒。
What is...So great about eternity.
那永恒的伟大究竟意义在哪里呢？
Why is it the Lord is so emphatic about eternity?
为什么神那么热心想找到永恒呢？
This very important verse I'd like you to see.
我们想请大家看这段非常重要的经文。
Hebrews 12:2。
希伯来书十二章二节。
Please read with me.
请一起读。
Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For your sake and my sake,
为了你，为了我。
So that we can enjoy eternal joy.
所以我们可以享受那永恒的喜乐。
He was on the cross.
耶稣在十架上。
He was still thinking about it.
他仍在想着这些。
He despised the shame.
他轻看了羞辱。
He endured the pain.
他忍受了十架上的痛苦。
He willingly gave himself for us.
他甘心乐意地为你我舍命。
So that we can have joy in the future.
所以你我在将来可以有喜乐。
Of course, we have a life in this world.
当然，我们在今世还是有我们自己的生。
We enjoy our life and we try to live as if we're Christian to glorify Him.
我们享受我们日常生活，好像基督徒一样，觉得可以去荣耀主。
But that's only the beginning.
但那只是开始。
There's eternity awaiting us.
在我们前面更有永恒等待着我们。
What is this joy?
那这喜乐是什么样的呢？
Why is it so precious?
为什么如此宝贵呢？
Well, the Bible did not give us too much detail.
圣经并给我们所有的细节。
But we know a few points.
但我们知道一些要点。
We should be excited about the three points.
为了这三点，我们应该感到兴奋不已。
A.
第一点。
Who will be there?
谁会在那里？
We know our Lord Jesus is now seated at the throne of God.
我们知道主耶稣基督现在坐在主宝座的右边。
He will be there.
他一定在那儿。
But the best part is,
但最棒的是,
He has prepared a place for you and me.
他为你我预备了地方。
In my Father's house there are many mansions, he said.
在我父那里有很多地方为你们留着。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去那里为你们预备地方。
So that where I am, you may be also.
我在那里，你们也会在那里。
What would we do?
我们会做些什么呢？
We will enjoy and reign with him.
我们会在那里享受，同他一同治理。
Because he will reign the universe.
他会管治宇宙万有。
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the Alpha and Omega.
他是起初，他是末后。
He's the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
他是我们信心的初创者，也是终究者。
So he will be there.
他一定在那儿。
You and I will be there.
你我也会在那里。
Who will not be there?
那谁会不在那里呢？
Satan will be punished to the lake of fire.
撒旦会被罚去火湖中。
He is not allowed there.
他进不了天堂。
Therefore,
所以
There will be no death.
那里不会有死亡。
No sickness, no pain.
No, 没有疾病，没有苦痛。
No sadness.
没有悲伤。
No hatred.
没有仇恨。
And no sin.
没有罪恶。
It will be a place of perfection.
是一个完美的地方。
You and I have lived in this world for so long.
你我在这个世代活了太久了。
We are so used to this world polluted with sin.
久到已经完全习惯了这个时代被各种各样的罪恶所污染。
We cannot comprehend what a beautiful place that will be.
我们甚至不能想象去理解完美的地方会是什么样子。
The third point.
第三点。
See, what's going to happen?
那到底会发生什么事呢？
Are we just going to be idling there?
我们是不是在那里就很无聊地走来走去呢？
No.
不是。
We were told that there will be a feast.
我们被告知在那里会有个大的宴席。
We Chinese all love feast, don't we?
我们中国人都喜欢吃，对吧？
In fact, there's a wedding feast.
那会有一个婚宴。
And he'll be welcoming his bride.
他会迎接他的新妇。
The church is his bride.
教会就是他的新妇。
And His new creation is the church.
他新造的人也是他的教会。
And he will welcome everyone.
他会欢迎所有的人。
And what will we do?
我们在那儿会干什么呢?
The Bible tells us we'll be singing praises.
圣经告诉我们会在那里唱诗赞美。
I was so touched with the worship song that we sung earlier.
王长老非常感激动，看到我们之前所唱的那些诗，非常的心疼。
There were literally tears in my eyes.
差不多就要流泪了。
But we'll be singing praises to God.
我们为神而赞美歌唱。
The day when we are in heaven.
在我们在天堂的那一天。
Isn't this great and glorious that we should glory at the cross?
我一看到十字架是多么的荣耀和伟大呀。
I must conclude at this point.
所以我们总结以下几点。
I share with you three points.
我跟你们分享了三点。
That the cross is not shameful.
十字架绝不是羞辱。
But it's glorious to us.
对我们绝对是荣耀。
The first point was.
第一点是。
God has made a plan of salvation.Before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前神就定下了这个救恩的计划。
And he planned it through his son, the preeminent Jesus Christ.
他借着他的神子那居首位的基督制定这个计划。
He is the Alpha and Omega.
他是首先
Beginning and the end.
初和终。
And he is the author and finisher of yours and my faith.
是你我信心的初创者和终究者。
But then he completed his plan and executed.
然后他完全的施行了这个计划。
He had a perfect execution.
有一个非常完美的施行。
He sent his son to came to this world.
他差遣他的人神子来到了人间。
On the hill of Calvary, he died for us.
在哥哥他身上，他为你我受死。
By shedding his blood, he forgave us of our sin.
借着耶稣的流出的宝血，神赦免了我们的罪恶。
Our debts are all paid.
我们的债都被偿清了。
And we are at peace with God.
我们跟神一同。
Then there's a third point.
第三点。
By his death and his resurrection.
借着他的受死和他的复活
，He has conquered the power of darkness.
耶稣基督战胜了死亡黑暗的权势。
And he has redeemed for himself his new bride.
他为自己救赎了他的心腹。
And he prepared a perfect place for us to dwell.
他为你我预备了一个完美的地方。
There we'll spend time and eternity with him forever.
在那里我们和他共度永恒。
Isn't this glorious?
这还不是荣耀吗?
Let me close with sharing one last verse with you.
我们最后以这段经文作为结束。
This is a very great verse.
非常棒的一段经文。
Let's read together.
让我们一起诵读。
He has caused us to be born again to a living hope, to an inheritance,that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you.
他借着耶稣基督从死人中的复活，使我们重生，得着永生的盼望，得着不会朽坏，不会玷污，不会衰残，保存在天上的基业。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
on this night that Jesus suffered and died on the cross,
在今夜耶稣在基督十字架上受死,
we thank you that Jesus said,
我们满心感谢你因为耶稣基督说了,
it is finished,
成了,
we pray that we do not live like we are ashamed of the cross,
我们祈求我们过活绝不以十字架为耻,
But we pray that we will be proud of the cross.
我们祈求我们以十架为傲。
We want to live in the light of His glory.
我们立志要活在你的荣光中。
We want to constantly turn our eye upon Him.
我们要常常转眼仰望耶稣基督。
We want to look full at His wonderful face.
我们要完全定睛在他的容面上。
Then the things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
然世上这些俗事就会黯然失色了。
In the light of his glory and grace.
在他的恩典和荣耀当中。
Help us, O God.
哦主，求你帮助我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
哥林多前书第十一章告诉我们为什么我们要守圣餐，我们要怎么样守圣餐。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us that we should come to communion table and how we should communicate.
我们一起来读两段经文。
Let us read together two passages.
我们先读中文。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.
所以这段经文重复，你们如此行，为的是纪念我。
This is repeated again and says, This you do in remembrance of me.
第二处的经文
The next passage
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死只等到他来所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干犯主的身主的血了人应当自己省察然后吃这饼喝这杯因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the Lord and blood of the Lord.Everyone ought to examine themselves before and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
这里说我们吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死。
Here we are saying that eating of the bread and drinking of the cup is to show forthHis death.
这个表明，有的英文把它翻成 proclaim， 就是宣扬。
Translation for this is to proclaim, to explain, and to speak out about the Lord's death.
宣扬什么呢
？What does he proclaim?
主的死。
His death.
主的死是福音的中心信息。
The death of our Lord Jesus Christ is the central theme of the Bible.
我们所信的福音就是主耶稣为我们的罪死了，第三日复活，这就是我们信仰的中心。
What we believe is that the Lord died, and on the third day, He rose again.
所以我们要一直宣扬主的死。
Therefore, we need to continually proclaim His death.
只等到他再来。
Until He comes again.
所以主还要再来。
Therefore, the Lord will come again.
他再来的时候呢？
Whenever he comes again,
他是荣耀的主。
He will be the Lord of glory.
他是审判的主。
He will be the Lord of judgment.
所以我们要领圣餐的时候呢，我们必须要自己省察。
Therefore, as we partake of this bread and this cup, let us examine ourselves.
我选了一首诗歌洁净我。
I have chosen a hymn, Cleanse Me.
或者另外它的有一个名字叫做求主鉴察我。
The Lord, what examined me?
我们用祷告的心我们来唱这首诗歌。
Prayerfully, let us sing this hymn.
中英文都可以 in English or Chinese.
看求救助来检查我心思求
短短默祷的时间，然后请这个分圣餐的同工们到前面来。
As we silently pray, may I ask the co-workers to come forward. Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you.
主耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们如此行，为的是要纪念我。
The Lord took the bread, broke it, and said, This is my body broken for you.
我们存着感谢的心，恭敬的心，我们一起来领受这个饼。
With reverence heart and thankful heart, let us partake.Of the bread.
Dear Lord, we really thank you.
Dear Lord, we truly thank you.
主，我们实在是不能够明白你的爱为什么是这样子的奇妙。
We can truly not comprehend your amazing love.
主，你本来有神的尊荣。
You have the glory of God.
但是你却取了人的样式。
But you took on the form of a man.
存心谦卑顺服。
You humble yourself and obedient until death.
且死在十字架上
and died on the cross.
因此我们能够领受这奇妙的救恩
Then we can receive this amazing redemption and salvation.
我们属于你的儿女们，我们真是要永永远远纪念你这样奇妙的恩典，我们要歌颂赞美你的恩典。
We who belong to you, become your children, we want to forever praise you and sing your glory.
我们也何等盼望主你的爱真是常常激励我们。
We pray that your love always constrain us.
让我们更加体会到你的爱，愿意更多的回应你的爱。
That we may trulyAppreciate your love and respond to your love.
让我们真是能够为主而活，让我们真是能够荣耀主的名。
That we may truly live for you, to honor you, glorify you.
我们这样子感谢祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 饭后主耶稣举起杯来说，这是我用我的血为你们所立的新约，你们每逢喝这杯为的是要纪念我。
After supper he took the cup and said, this is the covenant of the new blood, drink of it in remembrance of me.
我们趁着感谢的心一起来领受。
With thankful heart let us drink of this cup.
请汪长老带领我们祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray. Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
we thank and praise you for the precious blood.
我们为你所流宝血，我们献上感谢和赞美。
On the cross, you shed the blood for our sins.
在十字架上，你为我们流下宝血。
May we always remember that.
让我们永远记住。
Never forget the price that you have paid.
不忘记你为我们所付上极大的代价。
May we live as if we know that this is the truth.
让我们认识，我们知道这个真理而活。
May we live for glorifying your name.
我们为的荣耀你的名而活。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
最后我们请弟兄姐妹们，我们一起起立，我们来唱这一首诗歌，我每思念十字宝架，Please remain standing. Our dear Lord, all of your children We come to you to worship you tonight because we would like to remember your redemption, the salvation you gave to us. You died for us. You are the silent lamp of God. You are the Holy One. You are the Righteous One. But this day, you died for us on the cross to redeem our sin, even when we all are still the sinner. You take all this punishment because you love us so much, so deep. Because you died for us, we all are cured and receive this peace. Dear Lord, we all will go home now and wait until the third day to remember your resurrection, which is give us the hope for the eternity. Please guide us back to home with peace and remember this perfect, beautiful salvation you die, you give to us. May grace of Lord, love of God, and the fellowship of Holy Spirit with you all forever and ever. Amen. Our worship is ended here today, tonight, and then please be pray after prayer and go home with peace.